Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, May the 15th, 2026. 5:15:26, halfway through the month of May. How about that? 10 minutes past the hour here. Joined in studio. Well, he's not here right now. I don't know where he went. Matt Morgan, but I do want to let people know who were listening last hour. The music last hour was provided by the Bravo competition last night. You showed up. I know. Short news today. The Bravo competition was last night at Bucci's here in Marion. It was the place behind Bucci's, but it's Bucci's essentially. Presented by the Marion Crawford Prevention Programs Youth Talent Scholarship. So all those performances you heard last hour were from the event last night at Bucci's. Now, does anybody have anything to say? And by the way, the finale is next week, so there's one more week to hear these kids sing. 7 to 9 next Thursday night. We're going to try to be there.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah. So, in any event, does anybody have anything to say who was listening this morning? Did you hear the songs okay? What do you think of the songs? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, and we can discuss that here this morning. Interesting discussion, I think. Getting us away from the political world for a second. Much more, more pop culture fair. One thing it proved, Marion's got a lot of young talent.
We can talk about football.
What the heck? Who said football?
Nobody, but it's an AI story. AI story about football.
Oh, AI is terrible. It's ruining everything.
I agree, yes.
But in any event, the competition last night was great.
I agree.
A lot of young talent. A lot of good performances. Wonderful. And again, I have something good to say about everybody. And even Helena, who we kind of panned her performance, Helena Gray, I think she was just bad song, bad presentation.
Okay, I think, yes. I think she did fine as far as actually, you know, singing and whatnot. But, like, I mean, I just didn't really care for the song. I don't think it fit for the room. And, yeah, I think the starting in the back of the room and not, I don't know, it just...
It was a very dramatic song.
The singing was good. The performance was not so good, if that makes sense.
No, don't start from the back of the room. Who said to do that?
Well, I think it was probably her idea.
No, I think it was the coach's idea.
Well, why didn't
I would imagine.
Nobody else started in the back of the room.
Right. Well, everybody had a different coach, I think.
I don't know.
Maybe I should get that girl a tie. Who's the host of the show? Take it to her next week.
I think she'd appreciate that.
I think she would. And the judges, just stop that. You know, I just tone it down. That's all. Good show, though, other than that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
A lot of fun. 2 hours went by very fast. There's no cover charge. You get in for free.
That's good, yeah.
So it's good on all levels. 740-383-9944. If anybody's got anything to say about... Did you hear the performances okay, I wonder? We weren't listening. We were listening in the headset, but you never know how that translates over the airwave. 740-383-9944. But it's called Bravo. Get a job there, I'm going to get a job at the train car, and next year I'll be in the show.
That's good.
Yeah, always got to work your way in somehow. But that'll be fun. So, there it is. All right. What else have we been talking about this week? Well, we can do a little bit of politics here. Nathan Stevenson, new city councilman, 29 years old. You were there. He was appointed on Monday. You heard the interview with him Monday night after the meeting. Exclusive first interview. What do you make of Nathan Stevenson?
Well, I mean, I have, you know, obviously we haven't got to see a whole lot of him yet, but I mean, I think that the interview went well. I mean, he's a talkative kind of guy, seems to know what he's talking about. I mean, that's always good. He's a younger kind of a guy. I mean, I guess that's a positive thing, depending on how you want to look at it, I guess.
Committee meetings will be this week, city council, so we'll see how he does in committees. Probably going to talk some more about decorum and things of that nature. So we'll see how that all goes. But there you are.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting come Monday.
Now, you know what we have been having a conversation about on this show all week? I think you and I have talked about this, but I don't know if we ever had the conversation on the air. This idea of work mother, work grandmother, work father, work whatever. You've heard this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I forget how we got into this conversation this week. Something happened earlier in the week where this came up, and people talked about even having work spouses. So, do you have any of these? Work mother, work grandmother, work spouse?
No, not really.
Now, see, I was told you did. I was hoping you were going to come in here with something this morning.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I mean, at one point in time, Camden's been on the show. But at one point in time, like, I used to talk to Camden in the mornings because she would be the opening person and I'd be the opening person. So, you know, but...
So she would have been what in this?
I don't know. I mean,
rubric.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been close enough to anybody at work to call them a work and then associate it with a family member.
Well, I just find the idea odd, and people don't understand why I find this idea very odd.
Well, it's like Stockholm Syndrome. You're required to be in this building for a certain amount of time
right.
a day, and these people are also required to be in the building a certain... So, I mean, they're work people. I like the people I work with, but they're not, you know...
No, and that's what I've said. I said I like them. I have conversations with them, but I don't see them as a mother figure or a father figure or a spouse. I'm not even sure how you get to that.
They're all work friends.
They're just work people. Well, and I think a lot of it has to do with age. Because this all came about because of a lady who we work with who's older in age, and people have referred to her as the work mother. And I was having that conversation, and they said, well, don't you think of her as a work mother? And I said, no. I said, my conversations with her are all about current events, what's going on in the world. She'll complain about work. I'll complain about work. There's nothing motherly in those conversations.
I mean, yeah, sure. I don't know.
Well, you have conversations with her. Is she your work grandmother?
No.
Somebody referred to her as that.
I don't.
I think it's because you pad her at Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, I still wouldn't refer to her as anything like that, but, you know.
No, I thought maybe there was this relationship you were having with her I was not aware of.
No. She's just nice. She's pretty cool.
But you don't see her as a grandmother.
No, I don't hang out with her.
You know what? I think it's terrible that just because she's the age she is that we have to call her grandmother and mother. We can't call her friend. See, I think that's what's wrong with this whole philosophy.
What? I'd call her friend.
No, so would I. But people, no, because if she was not the age she is.
You can be friends with people of any age.
Yes, but listen, people there have called her the work mother.
Okay.
Now, do you think if she wasn't the age that she was, that anybody would refer to her like that?
Are they referring to her as work mother or work grandmother?
Well, work grandmother to you, which I'm sure she really would not be thrilled with. And
how would she be?
She doesn't. First of all, she doesn't have any grandkids, so I think she would really not like that.
I'm older than the majority of people in the front end. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No. Now, there are people who are, you know, probably in the 40 to 50-year-old range that... There's a lot of those that are referring to her as work mother.
Oh, no. None of that.
No, I didn't think so either, but boy, people didn't like it when I said that.
I mean, it's not like I have, like... It's not like I dislike her or anything. She's
just not that kind of lady. She's not
that, yeah.
No, she's not a consoler or something like that. Very nice woman. I like her a lot. Known her for a long time. But it's not that type of relationship.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, we stop and have conversations.
Yeah, but with me, it's always current events.
Yeah, that's usually what it is, current events.
Yeah, how do you feel about what's going on in the world, what's going on down at City Council? She's very interested in things like that, but it's not, you know, oh, tell me about your life.
Yep. So yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't call her a work mother, a grandmother.
But what about spouse? This work spouse idea. See, I think that's dangerous.
So what is a work wife?
I really haven't understood it yet. Does anybody understand this? We've had conversations about this all week long. 740-383-9944. And then again, somebody called in earlier on in the week, and again, nothing wrong with this. I understand why people thought it, but they said, didn't you see Charlie as a father figure? And I said, no, not at all, because it was a friendship, I think. But we did not see each other outside of work. It wasn't, he never gave me any type of advice, and I never gave him any type of advice. It was just, we would talk about what was going on. You know, don't you think this is silly? Don't you think that's silly? He would talk about his family. I would, you know, make comments about that. That's pretty much what it was.
Typical conversation.
Yeah. It wasn't anything like a father. So, no, it wasn't anything like that. And then somebody said, you know, and I'm trying to not use the names, but that somebody else was I don't know what they were saying in regard to that person, but that I had a better relationship with them and than possibly other people. But no, I don't think so. I mean, that person just has odd quirks in their life. So that's why they're easy to point out and they're fun to have with.
The older one?
The older one.
Like the one we were talking about?
No. Somebody I have brought up on the show. And made light of. And the caller thought that was emblematic of a strong relationship. And I said, no, if you have a relationship that's going well, there's nothing to say because it's normal. But if somebody acts abnormal and is combative all the time and is different, that's easy to bring up. Because that's abnormal behavior. You know what I'm talking about. It's like the thing, you know, when I said, what's the bit I had? You know the bit I had with that person. We brought it up the last couple weeks.
Huh?
Oh, I don't even remember now. See, that's how quick it goes through my brain. God, I can't even remember what the thing was now. I had said, how are you doing? Oh, the mediocre thing. That's what it was. The mediocre thing. Yes. I said, how are you doing? They didn't respond for like 12 hours. So I responded. I said, don't worry. You don't have to respond. It's just every time I see somebody who's mediocre, I think of you. And they got upset about that. But again, normal people don't get upset about that. So that's why it became a good story. It not anything to do with the person.
I mean, even if you saw, I mean, I probably would have taken it as a joke, because, I mean, like, come on, you know, but, like, I mean, even if it was intended to be a jab, like, is that really the worst thing you've heard in all of your life?
Right, but see, I don't have a special relationship with that person, it's just they do stuff like that is abnormal, so it's easy to bring up and you get a good story out of it. That's all.
Well, that's good.
Right, and I said, you've been in the room when we've been in the room together. She comes in the room like a different person. She comes in argumentative.
Well, I think they feel like you're trying to like set them up somehow.
Paranoia too. put that on the list. Right under argumentative, paranoid.
I think they go hand in hand sometimes.
But I always ask them, don't I? How you doing? How you been?
Yeah.
So what's that? That's a normal greeting. And immediately it's, you know, suspicion.
Yes, they're awfully suspicious.
They are very suspicious. So that's why I talk more about them, because they do weird stuff.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it would depend on what you count as weird.
And as I have said recently, I think either they stopped listening to the program or they have convinced themselves not to respond to anything that I'm saying because they're afraid I'm going to bring it up in a conversation, which is kind of ironic because in the beginning, I used to go out of the way not to say their name, and they said, well, no, you can say my name. So now they've come full circle in their, I don't know, whatever hamsters running around in their brain that, you know, you never know. But the more peculiar your behavior, the more people are going to talk about it.
Talk about your behavior. I guess, yeah. I mean, you know, if you're just walking around, there's not a whole
lot
to
talk about. Okay, let me ask you, if you're at work and you have somebody who comes up to you, a friend, and you have a perfectly normal, hey, how you doing? What's new? How was the football game? That's great. Are you in this? Are you okay? That conversation happens. And then somebody comes up to you who's a friend and says, you know, how are you doing? And you say, fine, how are you doing? And they go, why are you asking me? And you because I want to know how you are. Well, do you really care how I am? You know, now isn't that the story because that's abnormal? Are you going to repeat the normal conversation?
Well, truth be told, I probably wouldn't repeat either of them.
Well, that's why you need stories.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if I was going to talk about one of them, it wouldn't. I mean, there would be no. There's no real story, and you know, I mean, I could say that anybody talked to anybody, and
like,
might as well be
like
true.
McDonald's. If they give you the normal drink every morning, there's nothing to say. But if they give you the wrong drink, there's something to say.
Well, there's always more negatives than positives as far as that goes, because people see positives as just, like, normal.
Right, and this person, who I do not dislike, just has more quirks in their personality than other people in my current hemisphere in life. So, what's to say besides they're quirky?
I don't know this person all that well, but I can think of a few quirky people.
In my life?
Maybe. I don't know how quirky they are, but they're, you know.
Not in that way. Not combative like that. It's more about the combativeness, I think.
Well, I don't know anybody who's, you know. I like to argue, I guess, but I don't know anybody who's actually combative.
No, but she takes it personally.
There's no need for all that.
No, it's always personal, though.
You ever just insult people for the fun of it? Or specifically your friends? I gotta throw in that little caveat.
Well, again, if anybody... See, so apparently you agree with me. Work spouse, work mother, work father. You don't see it.
Yep, they're work people.
They're just friends.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We'd be interested to hear from you about things like this. I think they're interesting character traits. Or if you want to talk about the big Bravo competition last night at Bucci's. And again, it's next Thursday's the big finale, 7 to 9 p.m.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I think they'll up it next week a little bit. For the finale.
Like production?
Well, I don't know about production. There's only so much you can do. But I think they should go to the judges and say, listen, you know, 2 minutes.
Who's going to the judges? Aren't the judges in control of the competition?
No, I would think the restaurant is.
It's just the venue.
Yeah, but somebody there's got to be controlling it. It's certainly not the sound guy.
Leave the sound man alone.
Was that negative? What was negative about that?
Oh, I was just like, oh, certainly it's not the sound guy who's in
control. Well, no, he's not in charge. He's just running the microphones.
He could be in charge.
Somebody's running the thing. Somebody's coming up with the list. If it can't be the judges, that would be bias.
How?
I'm going to give you a better slot in the show. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Can't be the judges. That would be inappropriate.
You need to rotate them.
There's got to be somebody saying, set up here, put your stuff here, here's the plugins. Somebody's got to be running that thing.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Well, no, but somebody is. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm sure somebody.
And hopefully that
it.
Person steps in and fixes a lot of these little quirky things.
Well, there were a lot of people, so, I mean, I guess maybe they're not all that worried about it.
Well, maybe they're not. I mean, big deal.
I mean, yeah, you know.
I'm just talking about what I witnessed last night.
Yes, last night.
Maybe they need a work mother.
Last night there was a lot of, yes, there was a lot of judge.
Yeah, that's it. Not bad. Just long.
Yes.
So, there you are. Again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got anything you'd like to say, feel free to weigh in on the conversation. I think these are all very interesting character traits.
What?
Well, people have. You know, somebody was critiquing how you talked about mothers last week. They didn't like that at all.
Oh, that's fine. They can cry about it. Womp womp.
Well, see, there
so
you go.
Sad.
Now, see, you don't want to have hostility for the audience.
Well, they got hostility toward me. I'm just telling them that it's, you know.
No, they're just saying they didn't like that one conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I don't know what you want me to say about that. Sorry I made you know, Donald, sorry the conversation upset you. I take back nothing I said, though.
Well, that's a little hostile.
Nah. I apologize for upsetting them.
Well, I don't know that they were upset. It wasn't upset to that degree. Well, I think they just felt that you were being difficult in regard to Mother's Day. What happened on Mother's Day?
Nothing.
There you go.
Not a thing.
Why not?
I blame my mom. Look.
Blame your mom again.
Me and my brother.
Mom gets the blame.
Me and my brother were going to take my mom to dinner for Mother's Day. And then my grandma ended up having a cookout at her house. So we were like, well, we're just going to go to the cookout. And then my mom decided that she was going to not go to the cookout. So then it was just like, and so we didn't end up doing anything for her for Mother's Day.
I thought you were taking her to Dayton.
Yeah, that whole thing fell through.
Ooh. Oh, what happened there?
It's like a 2-hour drive, and just, I don't know, we weren't going to get there, like, because they close at 5, apparently, the Air Force Museum closes at 5, and we would have gotten there at, like, 2 or 3, and she was like, not worth it. I was like, I mean, it's an Air Force, I don't know how long you need to be at the Air Force Museum, but how, you know, I can read plaques.
There's nothing you people could have done? Usually, see, now when I have a conversation with somebody like that, and they say, well, we're not going to make it, we wouldn't have time. Well, hey, let's just go over here. That's, you know, like somebody gives an alternative suggestion.
Nope.
Okay.
We were going to go to Dayton, and then that thing fell through, and we were going to go, by the way, that would have been Monday, not actually Mother's Day, and then for Mother's Day, we were going to, you know, go to dinner, and instead we were going to go to the cookout at my grandma's, and then my mom didn't want to go to that.
Just didn't want to go to a cookout?
Didn't want to go to Dayton either, apparently.
That's odd. Isn't that her mother?
Yeah.
Okay, just didn't want to go over to mom's house. Did she visit her mother on Mother's Day? Maybe it's a hereditary thing.
She was sleeping.
Okay.
My mom sleeps a lot.
So she was sleeping?
Yep.
Okay. So she didn't visit her mother either?
I don't know if she came over later or not. I mean, I know she stopped over there at some point, but she stopped over there and then, like, left immediately. She stopped over to, like, drop off something.
So did you actually see your mother on Mother's Day, I guess is the point?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Oh, well, you saw her then, okay.
Well, I mean, not very long, truth be told. I mean, if I saw her, it's more because I, like, went down to her house and was like, hey, you coming to the cookout? And she was like, no. And I was like, all right, well, later.
Did you say Happy Mother's Day?
I don't think so.
Oh, see, this is why people don't like this.
Mother's Day is just another day. Grow up.
I don't know.
Look, you don't know how many mothers there are? A lot. I don't know how many people...
You don't have a lot of mothers.
Yeah, but somebody else got a mom.
Listen, I know people who... That is their whole lot in life.
People are just mother. People. People are just people. There's no difference.
I don't know. All I'm saying is that's a big deal for people, and I think that's why people took it hostile last week, was that you don't want to mess. You could do that with fathers, but people don't like it when you mess with the mothers.
I'll do that for Father's Day, Mother's Day, and I don't know, Valentine's Day.
Oh, Lord.
I'll talk about it on Christmas. It'll be a never-ending cycle.
Yeah, I think you just have some kind of conflict with your mother. Because at Christmas, you bring her up, too, in a conflictual way. Basically, your whole apathy toward Christmas seemed to stem from your mother.
No.
Well, that's what you said last year.
How?
You said you do not like Christmas because you do not like the idea that you're expected to buy gifts. And I said, well, who's ever expected you to buy a gift? And you went in on your mother. That she gives you a list, and you don't like that, and so on and so forth.
Well, I mean, like, it's not just, I mean, like my grandma every year will ask me what I'm buying her for Christmas, and my brother and sister always ask me if we're getting each other Christmas gifts, and my dad always wonders what he's getting for Christmas, and my mom always hands me stuff that she wants for Christmas. I'm not buying anybody anything for Christmas.
But you asked your...
Don't buy me anything for Christmas, then. Oh, you know, I'm all right with that. Even Steven. Even trade. Right there. Boom. Problem solved. Christmas is just another day, just like all the other days.
Well, apparently...
It's just a colder one.
So why do you think you have such an aversion to these days? And we're talking like 2 days a year.
Because there's nothing special about them. What's so special? It's just a day.
Yeah, but as you said, like on a Thursday, people don't feel the need to give. So you have to prompt people.
Exactly! You shouldn't have to be prompted to do something. You should just do it.
Yes, you shouldn't have to be prompted, but you're living proof that you do need to be prompted because
you're not
going to do it.
And I'm not doing it anyways!
Exactly.
So what difference does it make?
So there you are.
No, it didn't make a difference. Exactly. I appreciate it.
Why do you think we have Valentine's Day? Why do you think we have St. Patrick's Day? Why do you think we have all these days? Because apparently people have to be prompted to do these things. They had to have old Sweetest Day. Throw that in there.
Because people like, because it's all a big, spend money on those days.
And
people go to the bar and drink green beer on St. Patrick's
Day. We like a good novelty.
The
Easter Bunny?
You know what,
there you go.
You know what makes green beer green? It's literally just food coloring.
What's wrong with that?
They charge you more for the same beer with food coloring in it.
It's like a...
It's called cap. It's a scam. It's a scam. Christmas is a scam. Valentine's Day is a scam. Sweetest Day is a scam. St. Patrick's Day is a scam. Mother's Day is a scam. Father's Day is a scam. You name a holiday, it's a scam.
Hostility.
They're scams.
Hostility. Now, in any event, I also brought up on Monday, I forgot about this, that I saw people post. Okay, now here, I told you it was the social media holiday of the year, Mother's Day.
Yes.
Get a picture of mom, put it up on the social media. Now, I saw an interesting thing this past social media Mother's Day. Now, a lot of spouses will praise their wives on Mother's Day. And I think it's because it's the mother of their kids. I think that's what they're doing. But I saw somebody do that who has no kids with this woman. So now I'm really confused on what this is all about.
Yep, I couldn't tell you.
Well, no, I understand. I didn't think you had the answer, but I'm just saying, I thought that was a weird thing to do.
I think people just... Just
we
think,
don't
like,
care how you feel about your spouse.
People just
we honestly don't.
Day.
Do you?
Do I care what?
Do you care how somebody feels about their spouse on Mother's Day?
I don't care how somebody feels about their spouse. It's not
right,
my spouse.
So why do we feel the need to broadcast this?
You know, I figure I will know there are problems if you guys get split up. You know?
I think there are problems to begin with if you're saying that about your spouse in public. Who does that?
Yeah, there have been a couple instances where people make those big flowery posts about, oh, you know, I love this person so much, and, you know, I don't know what I, you know, that kind of thing. And I know they're having problems. Like, I know they're having problems.
Well,
I know those people.
I don't like to get into people's personals, but I just assume it.
It's been
when
a while
I see
since
a post
I've seen
like this.
Post, though.
Oh, I saw one on Mother's Day. But I just assume that is a guarantee that there are problems. Because tell the person, right? They're right there. You live with them. So I assume if you're doing that, you're doing that for that person so that people can see that you like them, which tells me that they don't know that you like them. And if they don't know that you like them and you live with them every day, there's a problem.
Yeah, probably.
So there you go. Again, phone lines are open if somebody'd like to weigh in on any of this. 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, middle of the month of May. I think it's an interesting thing. With music, work, mother, father, spouse, and these little holidays and how people handle them. And social media, the world that we're in right now. 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, weigh on in. We enjoy hearing from you.
Yes.
Yes. So, kind of a slow morning here. Maybe we started with the music, and it lulled people into a full sense of something.
Well, the music was good.
We should have started with a heavier hand.
Should have started
something.
With, like, politics or something.
I don't know.
Worked our way down.
Our argumentative bit to start off the morning. But, okay, those are the subjects. 740-383-9944. I think social norms are interesting.
They're interesting. That's for sure.
But I watched this Richard Simmons documentary with Diane Sawyer on Tuesday. I brought this up a couple times this week. Boy, was this thing fascinating. You know, this man who was Mr. Fitness and loved everybody, and then all of a sudden he disappears for 10 years. Won't go outside the house.
Who?
Richard Simmons.
Okay.
Won't go outside the house. Won't be seen. The only person who saw him in that 10-year period was his housekeeper. He would not let pictures be taken of him. And he was just about to make his comeback after 10 years and died in a very mysterious way.
Well, that's...
We learned in the documentary how he died, but, you know, it is a mysterious way. It was his birthday. And apparently he got up that morning or the morning before. I think it was the morning of his birthday. And he fell down. He took a pretty nasty fall in his bathroom. And he couldn't walk. And so they got him into bed. And he said he wasn't in any pain. But, you know, he just wanted to be in the bed. And the housekeeper is saying, please go to the emergency room. And he said, I don't want to go to the emergency room on my birthday. I'll go tomorrow morning. I just don't want to go on my birthday. And apparently the housekeeper, who's interviewed in this documentary, goes up there that night before bed and says, hey, okay, your birthday's over. It's dark. Can we go to the emergency room tonight? You can go under the cover of darkness, because he didn't like going outside because he'd been in seclusion for 10 years. And he said, yeah, just tomorrow morning, I'll do whatever you want. I'll go to the emergency room, so on and so forth. She goes in there in the morning and finds him dead on the floor. And the autopsy revealed that when he fell, he'd actually broken his femur. And
he died of, like, internal bleeding?
Well, it's either a combination of internal bleeding, a blood clot. There was something going on there. Femur's a big bone to break. Biggest bone in your body, I believe.
That's like your...
Yeah, the one from your knee up.
Oh. For some reason, I was thinking, like, your, like, pelvis region.
Well, yeah, connected to your pelvis, to your knee.
Yeah, but that's, like, this whole...
That whole bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he broke that. So, and he was in his 70s. So, apparently, that's what caused the death. And he had bruises all over his body, so he must have taken quite a fall.
Why did he go into seclusion?
Well, that's the interesting part of the documentary, is that he was always happy and he was always up and so on and so forth. And apparently, it just depleted him after time, that he felt he couldn't do that anymore.
He just said, I'm done.
Well, and also, he was getting older, and being a fitness guru, he had a problem with his leg, and he did not want people to see him limping around or using a cane. And also, apparently, his hair was thinning, and he just wasn't looking like himself anymore.
Well, that's no good.
So I think really it was depression, clearly. And they did show a video where they show him exercising at a younger age, and then one of the last exercise videos that he did, and you can clearly see there's something wrong with his leg.
So he had a problem with his leg beforehand?
Well, it was starting. And I think he realized it, that he was not going to be able to continue to exercise the way he had and might even have to have some kind of surgery done on that leg. And I don't think he wanted people to see that. Maybe it was a genetic thing. I don't know.
Fair enough, I guess.
You know, if your whole life is about running around and screaming and yelling and doing aerobics videos, an injury like that can probably take a toll on you.
Well, I mean, you know, I think being in seclusion for 10 years probably didn't help. I mean, I mean, I don't know if he worked out, you know, at home or not, but...
Yeah, they said he did.
Okay, well, he's probably, you know...
But you're not going to fix a leg.
Well, no, but... I mean, you know, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, sitting around doing nothing for 10 years would make you awfully frail.
And it was also, everybody pretty much thought that he was gay. But he would never admit that. And, even his family in the video said, even after he's dead, they were interviewed. He had a brother, I think, brother and sister-in-law. And even they said, out of respect to him, they're not going to talk about that. So I think that was also a problem. He had a lot of seemingly things that would add up to a big depression.
Well, that's no good, I guess. I mean, you know, that's not what you're really looking for.
No, and Rosie O'Donnell was even in this documentary, and because he was on her show a lot, her talk show, and she said she would try to talk to him in the breaks about his relationships, and he would never talk about it. And she was, obviously, she was a lesbian. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I was just doing a little research here.
All right.
Talking about all the scam holidays and everything.
I did not call them scam holidays. Let's go on. I love the
holidays.
Well,
you agreed, apparently. But anyway, August 20th is National Radio Broadcasters Day.
August 20th?
August 20th.
My God. What day of the week is that?
It's a Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. I love Thursdays.
Yeah. Now, you know, if we celebrate it by bringing donuts and everything, would that make it a scam?
Yes.
No.
Well, it looks like it's 50-50, so I guess there's no donuts.
Yeah, but my 50 counts for more than his 50, so there you go. That's all you need to know.
It's actually 51-49.
This radio broadcaster's favorite donut, by the way, are the lemon-filled donuts or the glazed donuts. I'm not a fan of chocolate.
Lemon filled or glazed.
I really like glazed. Ordinary. Just plain glazed.
Everybody has glazed.
Yeah, but lemon filled is good. Yeah, you know the anniversary of the station is coming up here on June the 11th, not too far away.
That's right. It would be number 12.
Number 12. God.
Number 12.
You would have think I'd have shut up long before now.
Yeah. Now, you know, would that be a scam holiday?
Oh, no, that's a big holiday.
All right. I just want to make sure I understand, you know, if we're going to celebrate it or not.
Did you? Oh, no, we always celebrate that. Did you hear the Bravo competition this morning?
A little bit of it, but it was difficult to really get a good broadcast signal on that, so I tuned it out after a little bit.
You tuned it out?
I tuned it out.
You didn't like hearing the great music from last night.
Well, like I said, it was hard to hear, and you know, then I had other work to do, so I said, well, I'll tune it out.
But now
I do get credit for tuning back in later on and hearing the squabble over scam holidays.
No, did you hear our continuing conversation about work mother, work father, work spouse? How do you feel about that?
A little bit. I mean, it's just somebody that you, I guess, have a long work history with, and you know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, if you're working a normal 8-hour day, which is actually a 9-hour day when you throw in lunch, with somebody, you know, for 9 hours a day, you know, 20 years or so, you probably end up seeing that person more than they see their spouse.
Oh, I think you can see people at work more often than you see. Oh, I agree with that. I'm just saying I don't have those feelings toward people at work. Like, I don't think of them like a mother. I don't think of them like a spouse. I don't think of them in that way.
I don't think you think of them so much as a spouse or anything, but maybe just somebody that you're really, you know, in tune with a lot of, you know, on, you know, same wavelengths and everything. I don't think you're looking at it as a romantic or even a platonic relationship. It's just a working relationship that you get along very well with.
Well, but people think of the person that I don't get along very well with is somewhat close to me. But I think that's just a quirky personality.
Well, how close? Across the table? Or what do you mean?
What's that?
How close are you? Are you like working across the table from you there?
No, we're fine here, but this is fine. But no, it's funny because you know when you're doing a show like this, you bring up the oddity stories in life, not the ones that go well. So I guess if somebody's very odd, you end up bringing them up more often, and you almost create a character out of them. You remember Jack Benny created characters on his radio show that you never saw. Phyllis Diller's husband Fang was made up. There was no Fang, and that was she used
what?
Him. I know, that's terrible. But she gave him characteristics, and she gave him a name, and she referred to him. But he was not real. That was not based on any of her real husbands. It was just a character, and that's what I do. I have a name. I take characteristics of people, and that's what they are. So it's not that I like them the most. It's just they have the most weird characteristics of anybody else.
Well, that's different from having a work spouse or something. I mean, certainly just having a character, you know, is different than a working relationship with a real person.
Right. I think that's true. Yeah. All I'm saying is that I don't think you would talk about the relationships that were positive in your life and that were good because there's nothing to mine in those relationships.
Well, that's the whole point of the newspaper. You know, the newspaper in any news broadcast, it's all about the tragedies in life, the drama in life, not about the good things.
Right.
Every news broadcast will end with a 30-second, good story after spending 29 and a half minutes on the bad stuff, you know, because they leave with a good feeling.
Right, and that's...
But nobody wants the good stuff and the drama.
No, if I got to hear, oh, that person's wonderful. You know, that's... Yeah. What's that going to do? That's no good. That's about 10 seconds.
There you go. But you can talk about them, you know, for the next 29 minutes about how distinctive and how bad they are.
Right. And you can also... And it's great when you find somebody who's really offbeat because then you don't even have to make the story up. You know?
That's
it's there.
You can just sit back and let them talk.
Or just sit back and let them talk or argue or be inflammatory or whatever they are.
Yep.
Perfect. Well, Bob, thanks for the update on National Radio Broadcasters Day.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a donut. Or I guess a half a donut, apparently.
Another donut day. Lemon donut day. August the 20th. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. See, people think you have a hostility toward the holidays.
Well, that's good.
I see you're hostile about that.
Well, what do you mean? No, I was agreeing, yes.
Well, that's good. You got to be easier going than this.
Nope, the holidays are a scam. All of them. If you have to be prompted to do something, obviously you don't care about it that much. Otherwise, you would just do it.
Well, I think you do it because it's the time of year to do it.
Why can't I do it in January?
Because I don't think...
Why couldn't I take my mom to dinner in January?
Take your mom to dinner in January. All take right. her. That's fine. Do you?
I take my mom to dinner. I take my grandma to dinner. Yes. Specifically those two.
Well, there you go. Then why is it so hard?
Because it's Mother's Day!
Oh.
No, I'm not doing it because it's Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a scam. I'll do it on any other day.
So really, you're just nonconformist.
Yeah, sure.
You just want to buck things.
I think people should be independent thinkers. I don't think you should do something because it's Mother's Day because they said, oh, it's Mother's Day. You know what you should do on Mother's Day? It's a scam.
But what's the scam? Who's benefiting from the scam?
Who benefits from all the scams? The people running it.
But who's running Mother's Day?
The businesses.
No.
The ones who market Mother's Day, yes.
Listen, the people who are marketing Mother's Day today, it's long before them. They're just continuing.
Yeah, because it made a lot of money.
So you don't believe that there should be a day that you should honor certain people. I think that's worthwhile.
I think if people are worth being honored, you should just honor them.
You don't think your mother is one of them?
I love my mom all year round, and I do things for her when she asks me to, so why do I gotta do it on Mother's Day? What's the difference? It's just another day.
I don't... Listen, the reason is because this is a designated day to do it because we in society don't tend to go out of our way every day to do it.
Because?
Why? I don't know. We're lazy. I don't know.
Because you don't care. I think people just don't care. You need a holiday to tell you to care.
No, people care.
No, you need a holiday to tell you to care.
If you don't see your mom every day or you live out of state or something like that, you're not going to take her to dinner every day. So you need a day to where you can say, you know what, it's Mother's Day, I need to spend time with my mom today. Or if you've got a wife, or if you've got these other people in your life, I need to go spend the day with my mother.
You know, if I wanted to spend time with them, I probably would do it.
Well, and that's why the marriage would break up.
All right.
Now, see, well, there goes your anniversary. That's out the window
now. You know, and every relationship I've ever been in couldn't tell you an anniversary. Honestly, have no clue. Couldn't tell you
how
it started.
Been married, though. That's the anniversary you need to remember.
It's all the same thing. I'm not interested.
No, what anniversary do you have in a relationship?
When it started.
Oh, who would remember that?
Oh, all the time. People be like, oh, happy 6-month anniversary. And they'll be like, dating. And I'd be like, 6 months is nothing. People been together for like 70 years.
Well,
you know, you're celebrating
that?
6 months.
Who remembers that?
What do you mean?
Like, who is remembering the date that you start? How do you even mark that down?
Well,
do you have like a conversation about this is the date?
If it's May 1st.
Yeah.
And I say, will you go out with me on May 1st? You know, like
that's the first time?
If I asked you out on May 1st.
Oh, I don't know if that's...
If we started dating on May 1st, then May 1st...
But what if it's just a date?
All dates are just dates. Yes,
I agree.
1,000%. We agree.
At some point, you become a relationship. So that's not on the first date.
Oh, well, I guess.
Right. So what's the date you celebrate?
I would just do the first day that you start. First day that you went out on a date.
But you don't know at that point if it's going to be anything.
Well, yeah.
Golly. How confusing.
Either way, it's a scam.
Well, if anybody's got anything to say, again, we're glad to hear from you. 740-383-9944. You know, I don't know. But you're okay with work mother, work father, that whole thing.
I mean...
But you don't like Mother's Day.
I mean...
Isn't this just giving you another mother?
No!
Well, apparently it is.
We only get one mom.
Yes, but, well, now see, people get... See, that's another thing I don't like. I don't like when people get married or dating or whatever they're doing, or they become step-parents and they start referring to their kids as son or daughter or what. That's not their biological kids.
I think it might depend on how the whole thing works.
Who sits down and has that conversation?
Well, no, but like, you know, if
I guarantee you, the biological mother doesn't like it.
Well, cry about it.
If you have the kid, that's your kid. Nobody else should be calling that kid son or daughter. I understand that.
Maybe somebody else shouldn't be raising your kid then.
They're not raising your kid.
Apparently they are.
No, if you have joint custody, they're spending half the time over there. And just because the husband picks up some loser on... The judge does not order it that way.
Well, yeah, I agree.
What are you going to do, defy the judge?
Well, that's not legal.
Right, so there you go. You had to go along with it. You have to let the child see the father. And when the father goes over there, if the father's got a new woman, just because that woman happened to show up and fool that father into marrying him doesn't mean it's the mother.
What?
Yes, that's what goes on.
It works both ways.
What ways? What are you talking about?
If I was a stepmom, I could call somebody my son who's not. If I was a stepdad, I could call somebody my son.
But why do you need to do that? Why do you feel the need to do that? They're not.
Well, if I've been taking care of this kid, and also it does. If you were already teens, like, if you were already pretty much grown, like, it's a whole, yes, it is a different thing. You would probably just refer to me by my name, but if you were, like, a child, like three,
see, now those
like,
are
like
norms.
Two or three, then, you know, you're probably gonna call me dad at some point, because I've just kind of been there for a long time.
Oh, that's not
years.
No, that's not true. If you draw the line and let them know, call me Scott, this is your dad, and if you know your dad, again, if they're in the picture, you know. You absolutely know.
Know what?
Who your father is.
Well, yeah.
So you're not just going to start calling everybody dad.
Well, that's not... the stepdad, stepson.
Nobody calls anybody stepdad. Hey, stepdad. Hey, stepmom.
No, they don't. But it's still just the title. That is what you are.
That is what you are. The title is fine. But my problem is when you start referring to the person as son or daughter, or they start referring to you as mother or father, because usually that's prompted by the adult in the situation. The child doesn't come up with that, especially at 2 or 3. I say, well, I'm just going to call you mom. No, that didn't happen.
I know.
We're going to break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
For the best guests and talk, from Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap